WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says Turkish President Erdogan has agreed to end attacks in northern Syria, and U.S. sanctions against Turkey are being lifted. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
Facing harsh criticism from both Republicans and Democrats for his abrupt decision to pull all U.S. forces out of northern Syria, the president claimed a breakthrough, saying the temporary five-day ceasefire on Turkey's border with Syria is now permanent.
Russian and Syrian troops will soon be patrolling the area. Two associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, pleading not guilty today to federal charges they made illegal campaign contributions through a shell company to further their business interests. Two others are also charged. Modest gains on Wall Street today. The Dow up 46 points, the S&P gaining 9, the NASDAQ up 15. America is listening to Fox News.
Is that so?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Our 4 o'clock name in the name game contest is Marjorie Fulmer. Marjorie Fulmer. You have until 5. Correction, 5 p.m. I'm just anxious to get to bomb hours. You have until 5 p.m. to call us at 396-5477 to make sure you're one of those eligible to win the Crimson Tide Cruise we're giving away. That's a February 10th through the 15th trip with Alabama athletes and other luminaries on the fun ship Carnival Valor. So, Marjorie, 396-5477. Marjorie Fulmer, this hour's name. A couple of minutes past 4 o'clock. What happened?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
I was doing important stuff downstairs.
The traffic report finished, and then there was no sound. So, I ran downstairs, and LaDonna said it came back on.
Right, I'm giving both of you emergency broadcast lessons right
now. Okay, what do I do? I answered the phone that one time.
Yeah, that was great. You were a great phone answerer. Mm-hmm. You had a gift.
I mean, all I had to do was pick it up. But what
still,
do you do if it goes dead again?
All right, you should come around here, and I'll show you what you have to do. All right, now
but
for some...
hang over there.
Yeah, you can just...
I'm coming.
All right. Now, these three buttons here control all the audio. If you look at this screen, you see these green boxes here?
Yes.
You see the vertical dash in the middle?
Yes, it's like that a pause button.
Well, yeah, you can start it, but that, if it's got that dash in it, that means you have to start each one individually. When I leave the room, I hit this button that says man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel comfortable with being a man.
That toxic masculinity.
Yeah, we got to talk about that too. What a bunch of crap that is. You hit this button with the mouse.
With the man.
The left, yeah. It goes from man to automobile.
Means that it's on like autopilot.
Yeah, these will just keep continuing.
Watch out, I'm going to put you out of work, Greg.
So you got 1, 2, 3. Make sure these top. You can't tell the buttons are on because for some reason we don't have any damn light bulbs to tell us that. We have to guess. Is it on or is it off? They should be at this level here on the board.
Okay.
And
are these R3 mics?
No. These are for the sound.
Audio.
These are for the sound. You know, when I have an important sound effect, I have to. It comes out of these.
Okay.
That is your mic button. But let's say I go downstairs and I have a heart attack and croak on the thinking stoop.
That's not.
And what do you do?
I panic. You,
no.
Okay, not panic.
You come up here and you turn that button on there and sit at this microphone and give your legal opinion on everything you can think of until the end. Somebody else comes to fill in.
Okay, I can do that. Got it.
And Rosie, you could lead the prayer group.
Yeah,
the vigil.
I'll be down there laying hands on you.
So it's really simple.
Yeah.
If
I'll
I can
be hyperventilating up here, panicking.
If I can figure it out, anybody can figure it out. Here's a little piece of advice for you as a mom.
I'll take all the advice I can get.
I saved this story from earlier in the week. Do you have a video monitor for Steven?
I do.
A lady in Illinois had a video monitor for her young son, and she looked over at it while she was in her bed and saw a ghost baby.
Oh, I saw that on the Facebook.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
I would panic. Well, I'd probably go up there and start lighting candles and throwing holy water into the crib. But I saw that and I was like, in that moment, I was like, what would I do? Because sometimes, I hope my optometrist isn't listening, but I wear my contacts to sleep. And sometimes when I wake up, you can't really see what's going on. And Steven wakes up in the middle of the night and I have to go up there and get him, or I have to try to get up the stairs. And I'm like, what would I do if I saw that looking back at me in the baby monitor?
Ghost baby.
I would probably call my priest and be like, there's a ghost baby in the crib. I would panic. But that was really funny, though.
Yeah, it turned out to be funny.
Her husband got a lot of flack for that, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's always the husband's fault.
He forgot to put the crib protector on.
Yeah.
The mattress protector.
And there was an image of a baby on the mattress, and that's what showed up in the camera.
So funny, though.
Yeah, just one of those things. Since we talked about it, I will look that story up and post it on my page. I have not done that yet. I am negligent. What day was that? That was Tuesday. So we go to Tuesday, we look up that story. And as soon as I have it on the Facebook, I'll let you know. In the meantime, the woman we have in the studio with us today, Jacqueline Tomlinson, and her partner Danny Delk, represent men in matters of divorce. I've been suggesting to people to do everything I didn't, which was to be preemptive. Because most of the time, you know it's coming.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because unless you're a complete moron or you're living in delusion, you know when a situation's not good. And it's always good to have that consultation. The consultation very often becomes the place where people are compelled to talk, and sometimes that ends up saving a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
People can...
Communication is key.
You withhold stuff out of consideration of feelings and things, and that can back up and become very toxic. So calling them does not mean you have to get a divorce, but it's good to be prepared. It's better than the way I got my last one, which was sitting in a radio studio and getting served while on the air on a talk show talking about relationships. No kidding. When I do it right. Not. So 819-4810 is the number to make that call if you'd like to do more research and find out the difference that Dana and Jacqueline have made for men who have gone through divorce, fighting issues like custody and so forth. Go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read those testimonials. They're very powerful. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now, even though she's not here, I know I made Dana happy.
You did.
With the disclaimer.
She has to have the disclaimer.
9 minutes after four, we will roll call.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call Call on Cole.
I got the ghost baby on my Facebook page. Coming up, the story of a woman who had the hiccups for 12 years.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Louisiana State Police and the U.S. Marshals arrested Aaron Guess yesterday. Guess is suspected of killing William Guess Jr. and Sharon Guess over the weekend in Notasugla. He is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. Birmingham police say they will charge two people in the death of three-year-old Camille McKinney. Her body was found in the landfill 10 days after she was kidnapped outside a birthday party. Police Chief Patrick Smith says 39-year-old Patrick Devon Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Arisha Brown will be charged with kidnapping and capital murder. Authorities haven't said when or how the girl died. And Selma has a new fire chief. Christopher Graham was introduced during Tuesday's city council meeting. He served with the department for 24 years. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, we are enjoying this beautiful fall pattern. Look for another night of clear skies, chilly temperatures with jackets required. The overnight low temperature drops to about 47 by first thing tomorrow morning around dawn. Then get ready for another great day tomorrow. Very comfortable, low 70s again. Rain moves in again late Thursday night, probably when most people are sleeping, early hours of Friday morning. Then periods of rain likely from time to time Friday. We'll hang on to the risk of scattered showers over the upcoming weekend, highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
What's with all the Halloween candy at Walmart? I came here to buy cough syrup and I'm swimming in an ocean of fun-sized Snicker bars. Do people really buy candy this early? I mean, seriously, one day a year you open the door and toss M&Ms on the porch. This doesn't really require 5 weeks of planning. If the whole process of throwing Smarties into a plastic pumpkin is just too overwhelming, maybe you should leave the porch light off. I really don't get it. Are people expecting an early Halloween this year? If someone knocks on my door wearing a mask in September, I call the police. Are they predicting a candy shortage? Maybe cold weather in Florida damaged this year's creamy nougat crop. Oh my God, they have bite-sized butterfingers. Maybe I should stock up early. After all, I'm only doing this for the children.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is about as beautiful an afternoon as you could hope for a drive, and a lot of you have taken advantage of it. We got cars everywhere. The boulevard is busy all the way around the city. I-65 and 85 are picking up traffic by the minute as we get into the rush hour portion of a Wednesday afternoon. Drive carefully, buckle up. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time anywhere. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world are at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Happy National Slap an Annoying Coworker Day.
Dana.
Do I qualify?
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Biatch.
You got to have something.
This is all your fault, you.
If you want to be with me.
Today is August 26th.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, good looking.
You got to have something. If you want to be
Dude, what
with
is
me.
It? This is already off to an awful start. Got somebody record over my sound effects. Ah!
I just want to smash your face in.
Who did this to me?
I'm not trying to be your hero, cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your hero.
This town needs an enema.
Cause that mind
Shut up.
Is too low to see.
Yeah. Oh, cheats and liars.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I am Paul Blucher.
Nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
And I'm not stopping.
City sucks.
Believe you me.
Our survey said.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Hum, 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 hum.
Shut up.
Today.
Oh, man. Somebody messed with my stuff. This is bad.
You are a bum.
I feel like it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Good.
For shizza.
If you wanna be with me,
Alabama.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
What's wrong with you?
If you wanna be with me,
that's a good question.
What are you being such a weenie for?
Comes naturally, I guess.
Gotta have something.
I don't even want to score on that. I'm giving myself like a zero. I put in a bunch of new things. This one in particular. This is supposed to be... Hang on a second. I want to check. This is supposed to be a laugh from South Park.
Today is August 26th.
Well,
it's not.
That's not what it is. But the label...
Is laugh from South Park.
This is why I've been playing these and check. I should check them out before I put them on the radio. Ugh.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people!
So all I can do is say...
Sorry!
And we'll... do it again tomorrow because I can't get roll call a phobia and not do it.
And roll call a phobia.
Yeah.
And like one person said last night, they didn't realize that you were doing it live.
Well, if you could, it sure sounded live this time, didn't it?
If you could see him when he does this, he has the intensity of a heart surgeon on that board.
Well, thank you. That's a nice compliment. I just didn't get the result I wanted today. That's probably... somebody calling to see if I should be tested. You had mentioned haunted houses and stuff.
Oh,
hold on.
There's a haunted house in Tennessee that requires you to sign a 40-page waiver.
Nope.
Pass a physical.
Nope.
Underground, go a background check. Cost of admission is a bag of dog food for this guy's dog. If you make it all the way through, you get $20,000, and so far nobody's been able to do it.
I'm not even. Nope. Not today, Satan.
Not even a consideration.
Not today, Satan. I don't do that.
In fact, before you go into his haunted house, you have to watch a two-hour video called And Then There Were None, and it's video of other people who have gone into this thing and said, I can't take it anymore?
Like, I just don't feel like that's a good idea on any day. Like, I don't,
How come you can't keep it in the front of your mind? It's a haunted house. It's supposed to be scary. It's
because, you know. Like, I'm sure in the waiver, like, they're allowed to, like, touch you and, like, do things.
True.
I can't even watch Fear Factor. I'm like, nope. Not today.
Or ever.
Well, anyway, if you make it all the way through, you get 20 grand. And so far, nobody's been able to do it. Joe's on the phone at 421. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Greg. I'm just curious, on your roll call, did you have any criteria for your pieces that go into it?
Obviously not many.
After listening to you all these years and your sense of humor, I am surprised that the line out of History of the World Part 2, the Mel Brooks movie, It's Good to Be the King, hasn't been added to you.
I'm open to anything that anybody wants to send in. I've got a bunch of new spaces since some folks have departed Blue Water that I can use that I had to give up before, and I'd like to add a little more zing to it.
Some zing? A little, some chutzpah?
Some to make it more of a, to make it sound a little more spilkies.
Spilkies. Well, yeah. Amy Marie Hampton gave it an 8.2, although we've had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So you were still above average.
It's a haunted studio. Come down and take the tour. If you can hang out till 6, I'll give you...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing for nothing.
Joe,
nothing.
If you have an audio file, send me an MP3 and I'll put it in.
I'm not that tech savvy.
No.
On your haunted house, the haunted house thing you were discussing, did you discuss earlier that there's a one haunted house, there's a 40-page waiver that you have to sign?
Yes, I mentioned that.
Okay, all right. I must have missed that from earlier.
By the way, Rusty Aldridge just texted me. He found the soundbite you're looking for.
All right. Have a good day.
I'll play it if he emails it in quickly enough. This is Larry.
Greg.
Yes, Larry.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's Larry Stevens.
Yes.
Please don't tell me you heard that.
I can't help that.
That god-awful. Oh, my God. Now I do want to die.
I heard your roll call today.
Quack, quack.
Yes.
And, you remember the Dark Ages? We could do the same thing, but it was all on the tapes, the cartridges.
Yeah. I used to do that kind of stuff.
You remember all that?
Yeah. I had the fastest hands in South Florida. I got the references to prove it.
I had this big rack with sound effects in it, and sort of like stuff you use. But they were all on separate tape cartridges, and one of the things I did every morning was I would zip up the women.
I'm sorry?
You know, I would tell them to back up to the radio. Rosie might remember this.
I do.
And I'd say, you know, back up to the speaker, and you'd hear the zipper go up, and then you'd hear these women saying, thank you, Larry, thank you, Larry. So the guys thought it would be funny, because one morning I did it, and all the voices said, thank you, Larry, thank you, Larry.
I remember that.
They had all gone back and taken out the women and added men to
That's
it.
That's funny.
So I zipped up the guys one morning, so I had to be careful with those fellas after that. So it's the possibility of this happening has always been around. It's just the technology has changed a little.
Well, that still doesn't prevent me from asking the musical question.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
But I'm glad you called, Larry.
Well, I'll see you on Monday.
Yes. We're looking forward to it.
I'm going to be there. All right. You guys have a good rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Larry.
I Googled pictures of this scariest. Nope. Have you seen the pictures of this?
Oh, this haunted house?
Yes. I mean, they can put duct tape over your mouth and, like, put lock you in places and... No.
This guy is a sadist.
This guy is a psycho.
20,000.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, that's a liability, even with a waiver.
By the way, I want to point out that if you put a little black mustache on Mark Zuckerberg, you know who he'd look like? And that's who he is. He is the 21st century Hitler.
Yeah,
he really is. I hate him. He makes me ill.
Good. How are you? He's so monotone when he talks. Stressful.
He's not the. I'm just saying. He Too much power. Too much power. Give him the black mustache, and you're in business with him. Can't stand the guy. And by the way, I would rather have my own boss call me on the air and say, your roll call sucked, than to have Larry Stevens hear it.
Yeah.
Because up until a few minutes ago, he probably had I had a good impression with him. And
like, at least semi-good impression.
Well, at least I know where my elephant is.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Saturday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king.
Thank you very much.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XBR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We we just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XBR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Football Films presents Super Soft Schedule. In 2019, no professional football team has yet to defeat the New England Patriots because the Patriots have yet to play an actual professional team. Now, after ghosting the New York Jets, the Pats turn to the Cleveland Cupcakes. Then, Brady and company take on the Jefferson Elementary Girls Flag Football Team. Followed by the cast of Riverdance, the Nebraska Institute for the Blind, and eventually finish the season against a team no one's ever heard of, the Miami Dolphins. From there, it'll be another Patriot cakewalk to the Super Bowl against Team Blake from The Voice. Football fans agree the Foxborough fix is in with the Patriots' super soft schedule.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Bedell. The top story this afternoon, a woman in England named Lisa Graves has had the hiccups for 12 years. I have some audio here. They're kind of a weird sound, like a dog that squeals. What's another weird squeal? They started when she was pregnant with her first child.
No. Mm-mm.
But they never went away. Doctors say it's the side effects of a minor stroke she had during pregnancy.
Oh, my. Oh.
Although she never felt a thing and has no other issues.
Except hiccuping constantly.
Let's give this a listen.
Hi, I'm Lisa Graves, and I've had the hiccups for 12 years. Started when I was pregnant, just thought it was a random hiccup. On a day-to-day basis, they don't particularly affect me. I think that's mostly because I'm very used to them. I make a point of warning people about them so that it doesn't make them jump.
Do you need my phone for another?
Some can be quiet, some can be really loud, make a lot of people jump. It mostly gets compared to if you accidentally stand on a dog. Just embrace it. I'm definitely at that point now after.
So I guess there's worse things you could have. But, I mean, hiccups to me are just uncomfortable, you know, like that losing your breath feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that would probably be more irritating for me than the actual squeaky noise. It sounds like she stepped on a dog toy to me, like a little squeak.
Yeah, it is a. It doesn't really sound.
But that's got to be uncomfortable.
Did you ever hear the Australian newswoman who had the hiccups?
No, I don't think so.
This goes back a ways, but I hang on one second. I can't remember if I listed it under Australian or hiccups. You know, I want to take a moment here to acknowledge a reality this afternoon.
I suck at this job.
I really do. I suck today, and I'm sorry. Come to Baumhauer's tonight after the show and throw your dinner at me. I'm just...
No, it's because you taught us how to work it, so now it's like, oh.
Yeah, I have the emergency broadcasting system in place.
I know.
Rosie and Jake Quellen, in case I die during the show.
I'll just be hollering at Jake Quellen and Chicken Operator.
I'll just start frantically pushing buttons.
Exactly.
Singing show tunes or something.
Aren't lawyers good at pushing buttons?
I push buttons on the daily.
I'll bet you
I push some buttons today. That's why I'm in this
I am glad I'm on laser. Your side. That is, by the way, a very great business look.
Thank you.
Fashionable.
It's like casual yet serious.
Yes.
You know?
This woman is an Australian public broadcasting news anchor who had the hiccups and soldiered right through it during a newscast.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson.
No.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says they're being told about what's happening in their country. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. Meantime, a Libyan warplane has bombed an area near an ongoing clash between pro and anti-Gaddafi rebels. No casualties have been reported from the blast in the eastern town of Breja. Four toddlers have had a miracle survival after a car crashed through a cubby house at a...
All right, so I'm not going to play the whole newscast.
Bless her
heart. That is... pretty bad. But hey, good for her.
Well, yes. we went through that tape and we lifted all the hiccups out of it, and it sounds like this.
Oh, that's painful.
I just got an idea. I could put that hiccup montage.
Please put that in
the roll call.
And I want to thank Chris and everybody that's been encouraging with texts and emails and Facebook messages. They're giving me, like, you know, a 7 or an 8 on the roll call.
Amy Hansen gave you, like, an 8.2.
It wasn't all that bad.
When is Amy going to be on the show?
You know what? I'm going to make her come with Dana and I one day.
Yes.
Please do. Make her. It's like you're making forcing.
I'm going to make her drive. Because, you know, she drives from Alex City. She'll gladly come. She just needs to check her schedule. She's a very busy woman.
She's got a great personality. And
she's
would be
the best.
Wonderful on the air.
She was at my house last night for Bunkoween.
Bunkoween?
So.
You are the party queen.
You know what? Last night, I'll have to show you the pics. It's on Facebook. You can go on my Facebook page and look. We play Bunko once a month, and Amy's in my Bunko group. And last night, we had Bunkoween. So we all dressed up in costumes.
That's funny.
And we had prizes for costumes, and everybody did, like, Halloween treats. So she was here last night.
The only thing that can make that party more
adorable
is to have Rich Thomas show.
Oh, I know. But it's girls only.
By the way, you and Dana are going to be here Friday morning?
We are Friday morning.
Rich is out. And so it's me, Jay Quellen, and Dana.
Yep, we're going to be here.
That'll be fun.
What a team. I can advise you on where to buy the right paint when you have an indoor or outdoor painting project. That place is John Lee Paints, a legend at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. The professionals go there. When they quote a price, they know exactly how long it should take to paint an area if they're using a paint that's going to cover. So when they quote a price, if for some reason they should have to take more time, that's money out of their pocket. Well, your time is valuable too. So if you're going to be a do-it-yourselfer, don't get runny, cheap paint. Get paint that's going to give you the look that you desire, and consult with the people who can make sure you get a great finish because you're using the right rollers and brushes. That's the staff at John Lee Paints. Great group. See them. They have their own brand for outdoor painting, solar proof, which resists heat, mildew, and that type of stuff. All you got to do is rinse it off every once in a while, and it still looks great. Bright, vibrant color. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, in Montgomery, we have no accidents to tell you about at this time, but we have a lot of busy traffic on the Boulevard, Madison and Atlanta Highway from downtown outbound Federal Drive. I-65 and 85 are beginning to load up with cars as people take it to the house this afternoon. Drive carefully out there. One accident on Highway 14 at Cassata Parkway that could be causing a problem if you're up that way on Highway 14. Just use caution and be safe out there on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Register now for truck driving classes at Treadham State Community College. Day or night classes begin November 12th. Call 420-4406. Treadham State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable flexible basis, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Birmingham police say they will charge two people in the death of three-year-old Camille McKinney. Her body was found in the landfill 10 days after she was kidnapped outside a birthday party. Police Chief Patrick Smith says 39-year-old Patrick Devon Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Arisha Brown will be charged with kidnapping and capital murder. Authorities haven't said when or how the girl died. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Louisiana State Police and the U.S. Marshals arrested Aaron Guess yesterday. Guess is suspected of killing William Guess Jr. and Sharon Guess over the weekend in Notasugla. He is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. And Selma has a new fire chief. Christopher Graham was introduced during Tuesday's city council meeting. He served with the department for 24 years. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, we are enjoying this beautiful fall pattern. Look for another night of clear skies, chilly temperatures with jackets required. The overnight low temperature drops to about 47 by first thing tomorrow morning around dawn. Then get ready for another great day tomorrow. Very comfortable, low 70s again. Rain moves in again late Thursday night, probably when most people are sleeping, early hours of Friday morning. Then periods of rain likely from time to time Friday. We'll hang on to the risk of scattered showers over the upcoming weekend, highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Game 2 of the World Series tonight, and I owe this to Jacqueline. Because I was bad yesterday. Upset when I cut
so
it short.
Mad.
Oh, man.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. So let's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For
there's a player nicknamed Baby Shark on
Washington. He was so mad. He said, Baby Shark, Baby Shark. And then I was like, ugh. So then I had to, like, get out the phone and plug it in and find the Amazon Prime music.
Oh,
and then we had to listen to Baby Shark the entire way left to school.
Oh.
So I had to listen to it, like, three more times. And I was like, if Greg only knew what he has caused me this morning by playing what my son thought was Baby Shark.
Does he do the hand motions?
He's like a little wild banshee. So he'll start off doing it, and then all of a sudden he's just flailing in his car seat to the music. It's just, I mean, he knows the moves, but he just wants to dance.
Yeah.
He's just got it in him. Just got to dance.
Well, that's good.
It's wild, man.
For those of you who were looking for an update on that story last week, man went to court. A transgender activist who sued beauticians because they refused to wax his...
Can you say...
Genitals?
I was going to say a different word, but I didn't know if it was on the list of things you could say and what you can't say.
Not really sure about
that. I'll ask you off air just in case this topic ever comes up again and I want to say the word.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
He lost his case.
Good. He should have.
This freakery.
Freakery.
You know, of going into a business and demanding some type of service because you happen to be a transgender and you want someone else, a professional, to do something that, A, they know is going to, then you're going to get sued because if I could capture that moment in one sound effect or less.
Yeah. And that's why he did it. You know that's why he did
it.
An Ojan provocateur.
Exactly.
Show us balls.
Well, the Canadian court did, which is rare. Up in Canada, they pretty much cave into everything.
Well, what about the always? Have you seen this now on the news? The always female, taking. And here's the thing.
They want to put tampons in men's rooms.
It's wait a minute. Like, when the first man gets his period, then okay, maybe we'll talk. But this is getting ridiculous. It's comical at this point.
It is. It's beyond absurd. But it keeps coming. It keeps coming every day. There's another story. Like, I can't believe the stuff that's showing up in the news. It's nuts.
And there's all kinds.
7-year-old boy being
trans. In Texas, yes.
Being forced into transgenderism at age 7. And the court gives the kid to the parent that wants it to happen.
Well, and here's the thing. So I read about that because it obviously intrigued me, you know, given what we do. And it's almost like we saw about 20, 30 years ago when you had the parents that were found neglectful for not giving their children medical assistance because of their religious beliefs.
I remember that.
And we've had a couple of those here in Alabama where, you know, the court system has to step in because it's child abuse when you say, you know, I'm not going to give my child this treatment that could save their life because of religious, you know, justification.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Well, and the court goes into the whole, like, you know, is this truly abuse or is this truly an extremism? But in this case in Texas, there was conflicting testimony from people in this child's life that the child did not want this. The child was against this. And it was the mother that really was forcing this. Ugh. And you have to look at yourself and say, is this not a form of child abuse? Because yes. I truly think it is. Now, if a child identifies themselves a certain way, it is what it is. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when a parent is forcing a specific gender role on a child that the child doesn't necessarily identify with. That is child abuse.
But even though this group represents a minute, a minuscule part of the population, they get news that would make you think they're the majority. Mm-hmm. And they're not. And a 7-year-old kid, When do we start trying? But the insane part is the judge turned custody of that boy over to the mother. I don't know if they can do anything on an emergency basis on that ruling or not, but at 7 years old.
Well, did you see the article that was on, wasn't on Facebook, but it was on my little wall thing that comes up about all the young women, the young girls who will not go to the restrooms because, and this is in school, because they're all same-sex restrooms and they're not going to go in there while a guy is in there. So they're getting UTIs and all of these things are happening because they're traumatized.
I posted a thing last night. Somebody had tagged
me
in it.
It's wrong.
A guy sitting at a table. And I love this. I thought it was courageous and gutsy. He's sitting at a table with a sign that says the Montgomery Public School System is killing this city and no one is doing anything about it. Change my mind. Got a lot of likes and shares off that. But how can kids concentrate on learning when they have fears over these bathroom issues?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
You can't even go to the bathroom because you don't know what's going to lurk in the confines of the restroom.
Well, and so when I was over in Europe, you know, like I talked about on the show when we came back, some of the bathrooms that I was not prepared for were, you know, gender neutral bathrooms. I would say the far majority were not, but it was more of like a small restaurant, a hole in the wall, bathroom is underground type of thing. But each bathroom had an individual stall door. It wasn't a stall like our bathrooms. I mean, it was like a physical door and you just had a communion sink. Now, as a parent, that makes me slightly uncomfortable if I had a little girl, you know, I have a little boy, obviously, but a little girl going to the restroom by themselves.
One of these days, an angry parent is going to end up killing somebody for going to the wrong restroom.
It's one of those things where even if you don't identify with one gender or the other, or you see yourself as male or female, being respectful of the fact that if you identify as something, making other people still comfortable and keeping those boundaries with safety concerns that people may have, because their safety concerns of their children is just as valid as your identification. You know, we don't have that meeting in the middle.
Completely agree.
And that's what bothers me. Like, look at Target. We have male and female bathrooms, right? But Target also has a gender-neutral bathroom that anybody can use. Male, female, has a changing table. So if you identify as a female, but you're really a male, then just go in that restroom. Don't go in the restroom with a bunch of little girls that are now confused.
Yeah. We're out of time, but very quickly, the worst concert I ever went to for human behavior was Garth Brooks at the old Miami Arena. They had disproportionate numbers of restrooms, and the women, the lines were so long that they were just coming into the men's rooms and squatting over urinals. I'd never seen anything like it before.
That's terrifying.
And I saw more domestic abuse in person that night than I've ever witnessed at any other point in my whole life.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The police were hauling off and arresting folks right and left. It was crazy. Jacqueline, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry I have to leave so early.
No, we're glad you.
I'm off to full-time job number two.
But we'll see you Friday morning.
You'll see you Friday morning.
Looking for, and let me know what you want for breakfast.
I shall.
Okay. 4:52.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing in the green as investors digest a slew of earnings reports from some of the country's leading companies, with the Dow rising 46 points, the Nasdaq up 16, S&P 500 up 9. And after the closing bell, Microsoft reporting earnings and revenue beating Wall Street expectations, with the software giant's cloud computing Azure division growing nearly 60%, which is actually slightly down from the previous quarter. And Ford reporting earnings beating Wall Street estimates, but its shares declined in the extended session after the truck and automaker said it expects increased fourth quarter headwinds. And eBay's revenue coming in below estimates as it faces intense competition from Amazon and Walmart, with the company forecasting a weaker outlook. eBay shares are lower after hours. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon. The Boulevard, a lot of action all the way around the city. No accidents there. Madison and Atlanta Highway out of downtown, very busy. No accidents there. Taylor Road, heavy traffic from the Atlanta Highway to East Chase over to Vaughn Road. No accidents there. I-65 and 85 are looking good. As a matter of fact, we're accident-free all over the city. Drive carefully this afternoon. And remember, Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at the Mellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Look at me. Give me some candy!
Happy Halloween!
It says here that 3 out of 4 parents steal their kids' Halloween candy. That is so low. I would never do... We now resume our regular Honest programming.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for you.